your program today because we are broadcasting live from North 22nd Street. We are not in the studio of WWDB this morning. We are at 3101 North 22nd Street. That is one of the homes of the Allegheny West Foundation, the Panatti Recreation Center. We've got a food giveaway going on today. This will be our last free food giveaway of the year of 2023. And so I thought, wow, this will be a special day to come out and sort of show the viewers and listeners of WWDB what it's like when we do these food giveaways. These food giveaways come to you, brought to you by Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, Fill Abundance, and the Share Food Program. Over the last couple of years in particular, City Councilwoman Cindy Bass and Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street have also been supportive of what we've done with the free food giveaways on North 22nd Street. We encourage people to come out. We start distributing the food at 10 a.m. until the supplies are depleted, but normally that's around 12:30-ish or so. But we are here with you live on the radio, 8 to 9 a.m. this morning on WWDB. One of the people that is a part of the Allegheny West Foundation team is Mr. Tyrone Smith. Tyrone Smith is a part of this community, lives in this community, and has been working in this community for many years. One of his areas of expertise is in the drug and alcohol recovery world, if you will. For years, he was a part of the team at the Gaudenzia House. I'm going to ask Tyrone Smith to come over and stand by my side right now and share with our audience just a little bit about his views on the drug epidemic as we see it right now in Philadelphia, Kensington, and what's happening in Kensington, and also all of these plans for safe injection sites. And will that hurt our community more or make it better? Tyrone Smith, we'll pass the mic over to you, sir.
Good morning. As far as the different things that's going on in Kensington and Frankfurt, you know, I'm ambivalent about all of that because, you know, and then we talking about going down there and disrupting people's lives, okay, which is already in turmoil. People are down there suffering. People are in pain. People are miserable. And, you know, you have to think twice about making it easy for people and accessible for people to find places to safely inject drugs. Unfortunately, we're dealing with a population that's extreme. Okay, so I don't know how much that's going to do to help the situation. Plus, you got the new mayor coming in and the new chief of police coming in. They're talking about doing some stuff down there. Okay, and you know, hopefully, you know, we wish them the best. We want them, we want people to get all the help that they can get. But you know, that's a situation that's been going on for years. Okay, so you can't just easily police your way out of it. Okay, it's going to take a lot of mental health resources. You got to look at all of the things that all the ingredients that go into making that situation down there as bad as it is. And it's been festering for years. Now it's contained. We got people down there that are just basically contained. They just bouncing around from one place to the other. So the thing is, we have to be careful about the things that we bring in. Safe injection sites, how safe are they going to be? Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, because the drugs they have out there now is eating people alive from the inside out. They got stuff out there that they don't even know what's in it, okay? It's killing people instantly. It's destroying people. It's eating people alive. It's destroying their mental health, okay? And, you know, it's a lot going on, okay, that we have to take a look at. So, you know.
Let me ask you this. There is an organization in this part of the city called the Allegheny West Civic Association of Philadelphia. It is also an RCO, a registered community organization. That means they hold meetings once a month throughout the year, and developers who want to do stuff in our neighborhoods come before them and come before the community and talk about what their plan is, what they want to do, how they want to do it. Have you heard of any developers who want to come in and do the safe injection sites yet?
No.
Do you think that's going to come? Do you think that's eventually going to come, and the Allegheny West Civic Association, RCO, might have to look at that?
Well, that's kind of a, it's not really relevant. You know, what they're doing with the Civic Association is just basically saying, you know, checking people who want to live in our community, or which is the 19132 area, coming in and trying to set up housing. That's a different thing than bringing in people who want to deal with the drug injection sites. Okay, now whether they'll rent that building to do such a thing, that's possible. But that's what we're talking about now, is what's going on down in Kensington and Frankfurt. That's a little bit more relevant than what's going on up here in our area code. So it's a little different.
Well, I thank you for popping in. I thank you for popping in on Inside Scoop this morning. We are live on the radio at WWDB. That's 860 AM on the dial. And this is the Inside Scoop Show, part one. Part two is on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 in the afternoon, hosted by Sheree Darden. She is the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media. And so we are glad for the opportunity to continue to do some programming on WWDB. This was the time slot of the Allegheny West radio show up until, 2 weeks ago. And so we are happy to be able to continue sharing the same kind of information that we were doing on the Allegheny West radio show now on Inside Scoop. We've got a cold day in Philadelphia. I'm going to give you a weather forecast in just a little bit. A lot of stories in the news today, but in our community, in the community where I stand right now, in this community where we are broadcasting from this morning, we've got great things happening today. One of those things is that the Pierce Elementary School is having a grand opening today, a ribbon cutting and a grand opening. This has been about a three-year wait for this brand new school to come to the heart of our community, our service area in Allegheny West. I can't remember how many years it's been. City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, she said it a couple of times. I've heard her say about this particular school being built brand new from the ground up. This will be the first time we've had a brand new public school built from the ground up in this area of the city in many years. It's been at least a few decades. Now, you may hear some background sounds this morning as I'm broadcasting from this recreation center in North Philadelphia, because it is a food giveaway day. And on food giveaway day, we've got a ton of volunteers out here, and we have a ton of people who are coming to receive the food that we are distributing. The Allegheny West Foundation is the lead in doing this. This is the recreation center that we operate in North Philadelphia. We are at 3101 North 22nd Street. And so you will hear some movement as we get through this hour till 9 o'clock this morning, because our guys and our ladies who work with us, they are moving food. So they're moving trailers and they're moving some other kinds of equipment. You might hear a little bit of background, but that is what is going on. Behind me, you can see these bags stacked up, bags of food. We're talking about Share Food Program, Fill Abundance, Blessings of Hope, making this food possible, along with the Allegheny West Foundation in the lead. And so we're proud to be able to lift up our community and bring some food to our community. And that's what we are doing today. Today will be the last free food giveaway that we're hosting for the year of 2023. And so we thought it was pretty special to be out here and join with our community live and in living color on WWDB. I'm Tara Martin. This is the Inside Scoop. And one of the other big stories has happened today. A 6 ABC helicopter has crashed in South Jersey. No survivors. We understand there was a cameraman and someone else on board that helicopter. Our prayers and thoughts go out to the family. How devastating that kind of news to get this morning. Another story in the news today that is a big story. The Fairmount Park rapist. You remember that tag? The Fairmount Park rapist. We're going back 20 years of a person who was tagged the Fairmount Park rapist. never arrested, but now it looks like through DNA and continued crime streaks that this person has been perpetrating, that finally, that case will be solved. We believe they've got the right person. This is the Inside Scoop live on WWDB AM this morning, Talk 860. I'm your host, Thera Martin, and we are glad to be here with you. This is the last day that the Allegheny West Foundation is doing a free food giveaway for this year of 2023. We're coming back at you strong in 2024, and God willing, we're going to get a bunch of grants in 2024. It's going to make it possible that we can give away food 2, 3, 4 times a week. The reality is, the area that is our service area, 19132 and 19140, is largely an area of the city that people describe as food deserts. Yeah, food deserts. So what's a food desert, you might be wondering? Well, a food desert is an area of a city like Philadelphia where there's hardly any grocery stores or supermarkets, fresh food, fresh vegetables that people can buy. Yeah, there's a lot of mom and pop corner stores, but the majority of them do not sell fresh fruits and vegetables, which is so important to all of us, whoever you are, wherever you live. You gotta eat healthy. If you eat healthy, that makes you, as a person, a healthier person. And so there's a lot of great concern about parts of Philadelphia, like the area where we serve, that are food deserts. Yeah, we've got two supermarkets off the top of my head that I can think of. But if you don't have a car, if you don't live directly near them, then that's a problem. And so that's one of the main reasons why Allegheny West Foundation and our partners, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, Share Food Program, and Philabundance, come together to do these food giveaways. We were doing them every day during the height of the pandemic. Every day, my colleagues were out here 5 days a week because the need was that great. You all remember how the pandemic went. We certainly had a shutdown. People weren't able to go to work. Children weren't able to go to school. Unless you were an essential worker, you had to sit it out. And so people were hurting during that time. And Allegheny West Foundation was able to step up to the plate. It's now about 12 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to be bringing another one of our community activists on with me in just a few moments and let him talk about what it is to be a community activist and what it is to be committed and why that a lot of us do what we do with the Allegheny West Foundation. If you were able to see outside right now, you'd see probably about 20 people who are volunteers. Maybe two of them or three of them might be people who are on staff, but volunteers who are committed, and they come out every time Ron Hinton says, we're having a food giveaway. Those folks are here. They roll up their sleeves and they jump right in. Nobody's grumbling about, well, I don't know about coming. I didn't get paid. They volunteer because guess what? As a part of their civic duty, as a part of our civic duty, people who are smart, you understand that volunteerism is a part of what you do. If you care about your city, if you care about your community, if you care about your neighborhood, it's your civic duty to get involved in things like what we're doing today. I'm going to try to pull this off and take this camera outside just to give you a flash look at what it's like out there. People are already starting to gather because they know this is going to be a great food giveaway today. And so the neighbors are coming out. And let me just say that we do our very best to move our line along. We don't like to keep people just standing and waiting and standing and waiting. Once we get all the food unloaded off of our truck from Blessings of Hope and the other food organizations that we work with, their food is already here, but we unload that truck and then you got to set everything up. So it takes a few minutes to get that done. But once everything is set, we get started and we go, go, go. We do not like to keep people in our community waiting long. Then folks want to know, well, do I have to show ID? Do I have to sign away my grandchild to get a bag of food? No, no, you don't. Not at this food giveaway with the Allegheny West Foundation. Now, yes, we do have a short form that we ask people to fill out, but it's not about we need your social security number, we need your all this. No, just the basic information for reporting purposes. Organizations like ours, a nonprofit organization, an official 501c3, we like to be able to prove that we're doing what we say we're doing. So we document, as we're supposed to do. And that's how you're able to look back months later and know what your outcomes are, to be able to know how many people you fed, to be able to know how many bags of food you gave away. So that's why we do that. But it's a real easy process. And no, we do not ask for ID. And no, we don't want your first grandbaby in order to get a bag of food. And in fact, to tell you the truth, a lot of people who come out here, they get more than a bag of food. They get taken care of because they come prepared. Bring your own bag, bring a shopping cart, bring your little push cart. I've seen people come with homemade milk carts and they put some wheels on the bottom. Come get that food. That's what we want you to do. It's for you today. I'm Thera Martin, and this is The Inside Scoop. We're glad to be with you as we broadcast live today from North 22nd Street, where we are at 3101 North 22nd Street. Right now, I'm inside the Banati Recreation Center, but we're getting ready to take a commercial break. And as we go to break, I'm going to go outside just to give you a flash look at what's going on. And then we want to talk with another community activist. If we can grab him, we're going to get him and let him talk about his commitment and why he does what he does. At the end of this 1 hour broadcast, my hope and prayer is that more of you will be inspired to jump in and get involved with organizations like Allegheny West Foundation that are lifting up our community and trying to build up our community and make it better and make it stronger. Stay with us. We're going to take a break. I think we've got two or three commercials we'll play, and we will be back with this edition of The Inside Scoop. Stay with us right here at WWDB. The holiday season is upon us, and now is the time when many people start shopping for gifts for their loved ones and close friends. We encourage you to come and shop in the neighborhood along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor. We have a number of fabulous women's clothing boutiques and accessory stores, including Festique Boutique at 3147 North 22nd Street, Lorraine's Upscale On Sale Boutique at 2827 North 22nd Street, Zara's World, 2922 North 22nd Street, and a number of other wonderful women's specialty shops. For holiday celebrations, you want the best meat in town? Come to Dave's Meats at 2831 North 22nd Street. For the best seafood in town, come to Pacific Fish and Seafood, 2918 North 22nd Street. For watches, fancy clocks, jewelry, small speakers, and household products, check out Rainbow Electronics at 2861 North 22nd Street. There's a little something for everyone along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor, stretching from 22nd and West Lehigh down to 22nd and West Allegheny. We have 15 beauty salons or barbershops. We have at least 10 restaurants, a hardware store, the famous Denise's Bakery, Eric Holt Optical with an optician on site, Dr. M. Malik Dentist. And at 2001 West Lehigh, we've got the Black Doctors Consortium Medical Center on the grounds of Deliverance Evangelistic Church. We've got it going on along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor and throughout the area. Come spend some money with small business owners this holiday season.
You want to get the word out to the masses about your business, event, or service? Well, Scoop USA Media is the perfect outlet. From print to online and radio, our media conglomerate can successfully reach thousands in seconds. Promote with us and see what Scoop USA can do for you. And then tell a friend. Call 215-309-3139 or send us a message on scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped. Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry.
1 minute.
We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat? Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover, not for fun, just so we can have dinner? Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat? I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
What's the scoop? It's Scoop USA Media.
30 seconds.
Whether it's in print, online, or on the radio, get the latest updates in news, community, entertainment, politics, and more. You want to get the inside scoop? Subscribe to Scoop USA by going to ScoopUSAMedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned. Black run. Black excellence. Get scooped.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
We are back as we continue to broadcast live from North 22nd Street. I'm your host, Thera Martin, and this is the Inside Scoop right here at WWDB AM Talk 860. I am so excited today because today is the last food giveaway that the Allegheny West Foundation is doing. Today is the day there's going to be a ribbon cutting and grand opening for the Pierce Elementary School right around the corner from here. So that's in our service area. We have sat and watched and waited and were a part of the community meetings and in fact, helped to organize some of the community meetings that took place before the Pierce Elementary School building became a reality. So people have been waiting for a while now for this building. And so we're going to go over there at 10:30 this morning and see what's happening with the excitement there. And then later on today, Pennsylvania State Senator Sheree Street will be in our area. In fact, Councilwoman Bass and Street will be at the grand opening for the Pierce Elementary School. Then they got some other stuff they'll be doing around here later today. But right now, standing by my side is one of the people from this community that I respect and admire greatly. He's been a longtime community activist. He's been a committee person for many years. He finally, I think, gave that up. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But he continues to volunteer and give back in the community every chance he can. So I want to present to some and introduce to others Mr. Vernon Reynolds. He is also a part of the Allegheny West Foundation. And it's so good to see you this morning. I want you to tell our viewing and listening audience about the commitment to care about your community and give back.
Well, thank you, Thea. Being a Christian and praising our Lord and Savior, give him all his credit. I've been a committee person for 24 years in the 13-19 ward with Rosita Youngblood. Mr. Ron Hinton, the president of Allegheny West, came to me one day and asked me would I join him, but I couldn't do both because it was so demanding. So when I retired from being a committee person in 2018, I came over and started working with Mr. Hinton with Allegheny West. Allegheny West was a big thing to me because it's always giving back to your community, to people. We love people. We love to help those that need help. So therefore, when I came on, Mr. Hinton showed me what he wanted me to do, and everything just took off from there. You should see the amount of people that shows up here. First Wednesday and the third Wednesday of every month, there's at least 200 plus people that come out here that we get food for. And we've been doing this for 4 years going into our fifth. So you know we must love the community. So as part of this community, I think I'm meeting what the Lord want me to do, and that's to give back and give my services. And Allegheny West have been a blessing to me and to this community. I give Mr. Ryan Hinton all the credit and all the honor and praise. Mm-hmm. But this is a great organization. Come by and see us sometime. This is the last one, as Thea said, for this year. But next year we will be picking it up again.
And we'll be picking it up on January the 3rd. I'll give you the date for 2024. We're going to be picking it up the next food giveaway, the first of the new year, the day after history is made in the city of Philadelphia. Our centennial mayor will have taken the oath of office. She will have been sworn in, Sherelle L. Parker, on January the 2nd. And January the 3rd, we'll be back out here on North 22nd Street with our first free food giveaway of the new year 2024. I thank you, Mr. Vernon Reynolds, for popping in. I really need to talk to Lou Upshaw. I need to talk to Lou Upshaw for a moment. He is one of the small business owners in this community. He doesn't have a brick and mortar business, but he does have a business, and he goes to where the clients need him to come. He did a cameo on this program before, maybe a couple of months ago, and if we can get him back in here, we will. We're trying to lift up business owners and community nonprofits and other people that are trying to do positive things in our community. That's what Inside Scoop is all about. That's what our old show, the Allegheny West Radio Show, was all about, and we're going to continue on in that stead. So we're hopeful that we'll get to talk to Lou Upshaw in just a moment or two, but he's a business owner in this area, and we want to lift him up too. He still has some opportunity to bring his services to your home. I know people want to get ready for the new year. They're trying to be fabulous and have their homes fabulous, and Lou Upshaw, like I said, did a cameo on this program once before. I'm glad to get him back in here again real quick. He's really busy, so he can't stay with me long, but we want you to tell the name of your business, give the phone number, and let folks know the services you provide, because people want to have their houses looking good for the new year. So, Lou Upshaw, do your thing.
Good morning, everybody. So, I run King's Carpet and Janitorial. Right now, we're running a holiday special. We need 3 rooms, hallway, and steps for $150. We install, we clean, it's the royal treatment, like I always say. We give y'all the look that you want, try to get you back to clean, sanitize. We OSHA certified, COVID certified. So just give us a call, 267-325-0639.
Say it again, say it a little slower.
267-325-0639.
And now, do you have any holiday specials? That's what I want to know. And do the specials last through Dr. King's birthday, or do they just last through the new year?
No, they last all year long. It's all year long.
Okay. All right. I thank you. I thank you for popping in to share a little bit of information about his business. And the name of the business again is?
King's Carpet and Janitorial.
King's Carpet and Janitorial. All right. All right. We appreciate Brother Lou Upshaw this morning, wishing him all the best with his business. I need Ron Anderson to step in here for a moment, if he would. Ron Anderson is another one of our soldiers, I would say, who is with Allegheny West Foundation all the time. Every time we do a food giveaway, this man is out here, and he is a former serviceman, and so he acts like a serviceman. He's like the captain general in charge with the food. When we start giving the food away, he wants to make sure everything is done properly, as we all do. But Ron Anderson, I need you to step over here for a moment and talk to me if you can, because we want to celebrate you and the work you are doing. Brother Ron Anderson, if you could come in for just a moment, we would really appreciate that. I'm asking for him. He's going to come as soon as he can. I'm asking for him because he's a veteran, and we want to thank him for his service, but we also want to thank him and all of the volunteers for the service they provide here at the Panatti Recreation Center to help support the Allegheny West Foundation as we're giving out food, as we're doing other things to lift up our community, a free marketplace over this past summer and resource affair every single Friday. We didn't do it by ourselves, and we can't do things by ourselves. Community works with us, partners work with us, and that's important. This man is super busy, but I'm glad I'm bringing Ron Anderson over. First of all, thank you for your service, sir, and thank you for the service you do at Allegheny West Foundation. I want you to speak for a moment or two about why you do what you do. How come you come out here? Whether it's hot, whether it's cold, Ron comes to serve.
Well, I come out here because we know that folks need food, and they wouldn't be coming in it here if they didn't need it. So we're here to serve them. And that's what we do. I've got to go because I'm working.
you see how he's doing me? You see how he's doing me this morning? Short and sweet. But Ron Anderson is just another example of the people who choose to come out with us and give up their time, whether they're getting paid or not, volunteers, and they everybody, all of us, we treat this like this is a corporate level job. When we're giving out this food, we want to do it right. At the same time, we want to be friendly. We want to be gracious. We want to lift people up. We know that some people who come to get food are feeling kind of down, or they're going through a challenge, and maybe it doesn't always, you know, feel good to have to come out and say, well, I need this help. But let me just tell you something, all transparency. There was a time in my life, I want to say it was about 12, 13 years ago. And I was in a situation where somebody had cleaned out my bank account, actually, And it was just before payday. So my paycheck, everything was gone. And that's normally when you go shopping and things like that. So I was down on my food. My cabinets were low. Refrigerator was low. And guess what I did? I swallowed my pride. And I went over to the Sultan Jihad Ahmed Foundation, where they were doing food giveaways at that time. This is some years ago. This was years ago. And got myself a bag of food. Yes, I did. Because why? I needed it. And it was really hard to do it. I felt embarrassed. I felt like, oh gosh, everybody's gonna say, well, Thera, you know, you're on the radio and you have a job. Like, what's going on? But I got wiped out. That's what happened. I got wiped out. And so I had to just continue on and do the best that I could. We are broadcasting live from the Panetti Recreation Center today. We're at 3101 North 22nd Street in the heart of North Philadelphia. This Panetti Recreation Center is operated by the Allegheny West Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are doing things to make a difference in our community. One of the other exciting things that we can certainly share with you is that the Allegheny West Plaza, a senior citizen's apartment building, which was really the brainchild, the vision of Ron Hinton, the president of the Allegheny West Foundation, that was completed, being built over the summer of 2023. And they started moving residents in July of 2023. And that apartment building is completely occupied now. Every apartment, there were 45 units. And on the first floor, we have commercial space. And so we're excited about the things that are happening in this part of North Philadelphia to help lift our community up and make a difference. We got the Allegheny West Plaza building open. It's beautiful over there. We've got this brand new elementary school that's having a ribbon cutting at 10:30 this morning. I will be there. And yes, I will be streaming live on Facebook, so you can take a peek in on that as well. We're proud about the good things that are happening in our community. We still have a long way to go to make our community better. We've got a lot of issues and a lot of hurdles, but at the same time, it is incumbent upon people like me, I think, who have an opportunity to say something on the radio or in the newspaper or on a cable TV show. There are good things happening in our community. And so we want people to feel assured that there's still leaders in this town who care. There's still people in this town who are committed to making a difference. And Allegheny West Foundation, one of those groups for sure. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we want to tell you about the Scoop USA newspaper, right? As people are pondering, what gift should I give for Christmas? What should I get somebody? Well, to me, people who are really over the age of 40 and stuff, you usually have pretty much everything you need, right? And so I think a wonderful gift or Kwanzaa present would be a copy of the Scoop newspaper, and better yet, a subscription to the Scoop USA Media Community newspaper. It is a beautiful newspaper. It comes out weekly. It's published by the Scoop USA Media and Sheree Darden, the publisher. And I encourage you to get your subscription. A subscription for a 1 year to the Scoop newspaper is $75, and it's mailed to your door. I love it. You want to sign up for a subscription today? You can call the Scoop office at 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. And you can get your subscription to the Scoop. This paper has been in existence for over 55 years. It was created and founded by our Sonny Driver many years ago. When he passed away, Sheree Darden purchased the paper from him. She had already been a part of the Scoop for many years, like me, but Sheree chose to become the next owner, and she's doing a darn good job. We salute Sheree. We encourage her to continue what she's doing. We've got the Scoop newspaper. We've got the Scoop YouTube channel. We've got the Inside Scoop radio show. We've got the Scoop app that you can put on your telephone and read the scoop any old time you want to. And of course, we have the Scoop USA Media website. So Sheree Darden, hats off to you, my dear, doing a great job continuing the dream and the vision that was started by our Sonny Driver many years ago. This is the Inside Scoop, and I'm glad to be with you as we broadcast live in North Philadelphia. We are inside the Panatti Recreation Center at 3101 North 22nd Street. I feel a little guilty. All my colleagues are outside, and it's kind of cold out there today. And they're working and they're setting everything up, getting everything ready. The food distribution will start in just a little bit. And oh boy, we've got fresh fruits, fresh vegetables today. We've got some meat out there today. We've got some canned goods as well. There's a lot of good food for our community, for people who really need it. And then there's also people like me who might come to a food giveaway like this, and you might see me packing up a bag. Honest to God, it's not for me. On my way home, every time Allegheny West Foundation has a food giveaway, when I leave on my way home, there are several stops that I make along the way to people who are older than me. I won't say senior citizens. I'm a senior citizen now. But people who are older than me, who may be wheelchair bound, they can't get out, they don't have transportation, and their money is tight, and I drop off some food bags to them. So I know people be eyeballing me. Sometimes, and what's she doing getting some food taken home? No, I'm not taking it for me. I'm taking it for other people who are in need. And so I say to you who are listening to this broadcast right now, you may be doing well, you got a job, you have money, but you know somebody who is going through a struggle and you want to help them out, you want to lift them up, then you come get the food for them and take it to them. At the end of the day, our goal is we don't want to see people going hungry in Philadelphia. God knows we don't want to hear stories about children, little bellies just talking all loud because they haven't had a breakfast meal or a lunch meal yet today. And so we have to step up and do what we can do to help other people. And that's what the Allegheny West Foundation is all about. I tell you, it is a good thing. It's now almost 8:40 in the morning, which means we have about 20 minutes left to go to our program. And so this was kind of an experiment today to come on North 22nd Street and to do our radio broadcast live from inside the Panatti Recreation Center. And actually, when I first started cooking up this idea yesterday, and TJ, my producer back in the studio, you can laugh, crack up at this. I actually thought I was going to set up a table outside on the sidewalk and be right out there in the midst of everything, the food giveaway going on and all the action, and do the live broadcast outside. And then when I looked at that weather forecast and heard that temperature and whatnot, I said, oh, no, my microphone might freeze up before the program gets over. And so we're inside the building, but I am going to try to go outside and see if I can talk to one or two of the people who are getting ready to be the recipients of some of the free food that we're giving away today. But look behind me. Look at all of that. Look at all of those bags. Those are bags of food ready to go. Now, those are bags of food that are non-perishable food items. Outside what we have set up, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, and all kinds of good stuff. We got dozens of eggs to give out. Meat to give out today. I'm excited because whenever I know our community is being lifted up, it makes me feel better. It absolutely does. And it feels good to be able to reach back and help other people along the way. So that's the other part about being a good citizen. You want to volunteer, looking for volunteer opportunities. There's lots of programs like ours around the city that are trying to do similar work or are doing similar work to us. But no matter where you are, no matter what organization you may decide to volunteer with or nonprofit that you want to work with, it is possible. And we need a lot of soldiers. We need hands on the street. We need foot soldiers on the street who are ready to help lift this community up as we go into our new year. And talking about the new year, one of the things that I want to share with you is the fact that our Mayor-elect Sherelle Parker, she has announced her Director of Finance and Budget Departments now. She also, a day before that, announced who her Chief of Staff would be and two of her deputy mayors, one of them being Sincere Harris, who was her campaign manager during her very successful campaign for mayor, and then Aaron Platt, who was his spokesperson for Sherelle Parker when she was running for mayor. So Aaron Platt will be one of the deputy mayors, and Sincere Harris will be one of the deputy mayors, and then her Chief of Staff has also been named. And now Mayor-elect Sherelle Parker has announced her directors of finance and budget departments. The appointments of three hires in the finance and budget departments, Robert Dubow, and I know that name, finance director, Robert McDermott, budget director, and Amy Patel, who will be the deputy budget director. All three of those names are familiar to me. The continuity that these three bring will ensure that the budget and fiscal health of the city is strong and in a place to serve the people of our city for the decades to come, said Mayor-elect Parker. She went on to say that she's proud that they have each agreed to serve her administration. Rob Dubow will bring his decades of experience managing the city's budget. Bob McDermott and Amy Patel will be bringing their technical expertise honed in the City Council of Philadelphia. Budgeting and the fiscal health of the city's finances will be key to everything that Sherelle Parker's administration plans on accomplishing. And with these three taking the lead, Sherelle Parker says that she has every confidence that they'll be able to ensure the city's fiscal health will be our number one priority. It is the only way we can make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in America with economic opportunity for all. Yes, yes, yes. That has been her line throughout the campaign. And so we continue to cheer on Mayor-elect Sherelle Parker. We appreciate all that she did during her campaign. And we salute her for her years of being an elected official before this opportunity to lead the city forward as its 100th mayor. Sherelle L. Parker, a matter of days, it's going to happen. We can all witness and see it for ourselves. A swearing in of Philadelphia's 100th mayor, African-American woman. And we are very, very proud of that. You're listening to Inside Scoop here at WWDB AM Talk 860 on the dial, and other information we wanted to share with you. I tell you, the news is something else. The news is something else. I already, at the beginning of the show, talked about the fact that the Fairmount Park rapist, Philadelphia police believe they've now got that person. After 20 some years, he murdered one young lady, Miss Parks, and attacked so many other people. And more recently, what caught him is that he's been slashing people or using a machete on people out in the park and using the same MO, which he never changed, which is riding a bike and using knives and stuff to slash people or to try to rape them, attack them, physically harm them in some way. So they believe that they have now got that individual under arrest. And thanks to DNA, it's going to be 100% sure very soon that he is the right one. Now, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, he is castigating state Republican legislators over a new law that aims to strip away some of his prosecutorial authority. Under the law, which is called Act 40, a special prosecutor appointed by the state attorney general could opt to take over the investigation and prosecution of any crimes committed within SEPTA. The state Senate passed the bill in May, but it seems to have gotten little attention until Governor Josh Shapiro signed it into law last Thursday, along with 30 other bills. Now, Krasner attacked the measure, calling it an unconstitutional infringement of the right of city residents to elect their chief prosecutor. The bill's sponsor, Senator Wayne Langerhalsh of Cambria County in West Central Pennsylvania, has criticized Krasner for not prosecuting more crimes while saying the bill only affects SEPTA. The move comes more than a year after the state's Republican-led House voted to impeach Krasner over the city's high crime rates. A panel of state judges later ruled the impeachment could not proceed, and Republicans appealed to the state's superior court. All right, so Krasner is still fighting to have his full power. And to me, from where I sit, it does seem like it is disrespectful to Philadelphia voters to have outside folks telling us who we can have overseeing crimes in the city of Philadelphia. It should be the district attorney. Senator Sharif Street, he is standing in support of Larry Krasner, along with a lot of other folks. And I think that that's a good thing that people are standing up to voice their opinions on that major issue. Now, Philadelphia City Council members Kenyatta Johnson and Jamie Gauthier, they've expressed their disapproval of this new Pennsylvania law, Act 40. And again, that law permits the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office to assign a special prosecutor for crimes on SEPTA property in Philadelphia. So just again, pointing out to you that other lawmakers are stepping up and they're speaking out and they are concerned and not pleased necessarily with the decision to try to bring a special prosecutor for SEPTA crimes that happen on SEPTA. And then City Councilwoman at Large Kendra Brooks. City Councilwoman at Large Kendra Brooks is being credited with having the first official Kanara for Kwanzaa made possible here in the city of Philadelphia. So hats off to City Councilwoman at Large Kendra Brooks. She's from the Working Families Party. And we saw that story in the news the other day. And then we want to remind you that the African-American Museum, the African-American Museum is having some special Kwanzaa activities. The main branch of the Free Library is having special Kwanzaa activities for children and youth and their family and caregivers. Even if your school or program will be closed, we encourage people to spread the word about this Kwanzaa activities starting the day after Christmas, starting on December the 26th with Umoja. It's 7 days of Kwanzaa celebrations, and people are celebrating all kinds of different things. Hanukkah during this season, Christmas for those who celebrate Christmas. I encourage people to do you and what makes you happy as you get through this time of year. But for anybody who is sitting at home right now, particularly if you're in the North Philadelphia community, if you're in the 19132 zip code or 19140 zip code, and your kitchen cabinets are kind of bare, and you open your refrigerator door and there's a bottle of water and maybe a little half thing of juice, and you need to get on over to 3101 North 22nd Street today. Get over here now, because we're going to start giving away food in just a little bit. And it's going to be wonderful. We've got fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. We've got eggs today. We've got some meat today. We've got some canned goods today. Nobody in North Philadelphia needs to be going hungry. As long as Allegheny West Foundation and some of our wonderful partners, including New Cortland, including Blessings of Hope, Philabundance, and the Share Food Program, nobody in North Philadelphia in our area, 19132, 19140, should be going hungry today. Our food giveaway officially starts at 10 a.m. I think they may be starting a little sooner than that. And we stay out here till all the food is gone. Normally, we're pretty much finish around 12:30-ish, 1 o'clock for sure, because people do come out. I want you to know that we move the line as quickly as we can. All of our volunteers and the staff of Allegheny West Foundation, we all try to be as pleasant and as helpful as we can to people who are in line and move things along. We don't want people to have to stand long. We have a lot of seniors, a lot of elderly people come out to get this free food. We have moms who come out. Sometimes they have their babies or their toddlers with them. We have people of different ages who come out to accept the food that Allegheny West Foundation is giving us. So we just want to be as gentle and supportive to our community and our neighbors and residents as we can, as we're working and distributing that food and trying to keep the line moving, keep the line moving as we go along. But you need to come on out today. Ain't no shame in the game. If you don't have enough food in your refrigerator, don't you sit there hungry. Don't you sit there just feeling bad and feeling sad and feeling helpless. You do not have to be. Come on out to the Panatti Recreation Center. If you can get here, we got some food for you. 3101 North 22nd Street, right there at 22nd and Clearfield, in the heart of North Philadelphia, in the heart of the Allegheny West community. Well, Inside Scoop, we're glad to be with you once again. I was going to try and get another guest or two online. I don't think I hear music out there now. I didn't want music to come on while I'm talking, because we don't own the music. And so they're still out here working. They are out here working. People are getting prepared to come up and get this food for sure, for sure. I tell you, I will see. Behind me, you can sort of see some of the activity with the food being unpackaged. And we've got lots of food over here to show you as well. As we are broadcasting live on WWDP, we've got chicken today. See that? We've got all kinds of chicken out here. We've got some other fresh food. We have, looks like French fried sticks. We've got pork today. We've got pork chops. We've got beef today. Oh, we've got it going on at the Allegheny West Foundation. We're glad to be out here today, this morning with you, broadcasting live on WWDB AM 860 on the dial. I'm Thera Martin, and this is the Inside Scoop radio show at 860 AM. This is part one Part two of the Inside Scoop comes your way on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. And the host of part two is Sheree Darden. Sheree Darden is the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media. And so we are out here today. You know, I've been doing these shows from the studio, and I always talk about we got a free food giveaway going on, and we're out here today. Well, this is what it looks like. I'm trying to give you a sense of it in the back a little bit there. But now somebody is in my way trying to call us, and we're broadcasting live. It's okay. It's all good. We are glad to be here with you on this day, this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, December the 20th, and a lot of good things happening in our community today. Just about five blocks away from here at 10:30 this morning, there's going to be a ribbon cutting and grand opening for the Pierce Elementary School. The Pierce Elementary School, brand new building built from the ground up right here in our community. And we're going to skedaddle down there and be able to share some of that activity with you live on Facebook. We will do it because we're proud to see that building come up. People have been waiting. The children, the community has been waiting for that building. So anyway, we are glad for that. Glad to be here today. And we are continuing to broadcast live for about another 8 minutes or so right here at WWDB. A lot of activity out here. Everybody is working and getting everything set up so that our community will have an easy time of it as they come to the tables and get their food. Look, we got all this free cheese. Look at these nice blocks of cheese today. Wow. And rice, cauliflower, and broccoli. Oh, man, that sounds like some good stuff. So we're excited about what's going on. We're excited about the fresh veggies that are out here. And I still don't even see all the fresh vegetables. They didn't come yet, but they're coming. The fresh vegetables are on their way, right? That's what's up. I see, is this strawberries over here? Is this grapes? What is this? Oh, wow, some beautiful looking grapes. We got grape products this morning and some of everything. So people will come out. You will see something that you want to eat for sure. We've got canned good items, but then we also have things that are fresh to cook and a lot of chicken. This will be a blessing. This will be a blessing for our community for sure. You are listening to WWDBAM Talk 860. I'm Thera Martin, and we are broadcasting live. And I got myself in a corner. Looks like I can't move right now. And so we are glad to be here. Glad to be here with you. We are just about ready to wind down in just a little bit. Our guys are moving food and moving canned goods and trying to squeeze through a small hallway. And so that's what is going on. But I'm trying to get back to my desk, and we will see what happens. We will see what happens this morning. This is the Inside Scoop, broadcasting live from the Fanati Recreation Center in the heart of North Philadelphia. Oh, boy. I'm trying to get back to my desk, but it seems that I can't get in there right now because the guys are trying to squeeze out some stacks of canned goods, and it's tight. It is very, very tight. Anyway, glad to be with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Thanking God for another day. Certainly thanking God for the opportunity to come back on the radio one more time on WWDB AM 860. We are glad for the opportunity. Yes, we are. We certainly want to remind people to keep listening to Talk 860 AM. Tomorrow, it's the Inside Scoop Part 2. 12 noon to 1 p.m. with Sheree Darden. And so we look forward to hearing from Sheree Darden tomorrow with part two of the Scoop USA News Show right here at WWDB. We've got activity going on all around us here at the Recreation Center. All this food, and they're moving things around to get everything ready to start the food distribution. It's a cold day in the city of Philadelphia today. Temperature not going to go any higher than about 41 degrees. And at least we have sunshine today and not too much wind. And so that is a good thing for sure. I want to thank you for checking us out on this edition of the Inside Scoop. And we look forward to joining you on next Wednesday. God willing, we'll be back and we'll be doing the program from the studio of WWDB AM 860 on the dial. I want to remind you one more time that if you are looking for a wonderful gift to give for the holiday season, If you're looking for a gift for the holiday season, we encourage you. The gift that keeps on giving all year long. The gift that keeps on giving all year long. It's the Scoop USA newspaper. You need to get a subscription for your loved ones. For people who don't get to go out that much, but they want to keep up with what's happening in the community, then you want to get them a subscription to the Scoop USA newspaper. Call 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. And get your subscription to the Scoop. Get it for your friends. It's $75 for a year, and it's worth it. You don't have to run around the city looking for the Scoop. Where the Scoop? I got to find the Scoop. Where's the Scoop distributed? Where can I get the Scoop? Get it delivered to your home. Keep it easy, all right? Keep it easy. Keep it smooth. We thank you so much for checking us out on this edition of our program. I'm prayerful and hopeful that things went pretty well with this broadcast, because this is a bit different. This is a bit daring, TJ. I know this was different, but and that this idea came to me really at the last minute, early evening. I said, I want to do a live broadcast. I think we could pull this off. We could do it by way of Zoom and still broadcast back to the radio station. I wanted to give people a flavor of what we do down here at 3101 North 22nd Street at the Panatti Recreation Center when we do these free food giveaways. Today, this is our last one for this year of 2023. We'll be back at you on Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2024, with a free food giveaway. But also happening today, 10:30 this morning, a ribbon cutting ceremony and a grand opening for the Pierce Elementary School right there at 22nd and Cambria. And we are thrilled for our community and for the children of this community to have a brand new school to go to, believe starting in January of 2024. That's it for me. I got to get out of here. Thank you for checking us out on this edition of the Inside Scoop. Don't forget, check out Sheree Darden on the Inside Scoop Part 2 tomorrow, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Have a great day, everybody. And remember, life is fragile. Handle it with prayer. Bye-bye.